Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition,
it brings together private and public sector stakeholders to protect the financial capital of the world.
A crucial counterterrorism program gets a new infusion of money. The Lower Manhattan Security Initiative will be expanded to include Midtown. The legendary NYPD Detective Bureau has a new chief.
No computer will ever replace a New York City police detective, but it's like having an expert carpenter. You want to get them the best drill, you want to get them the best hammer, you want to get them the best saw.
Phil Pulaski is a 29-year veteran of the department. A beloved member of the canine unit has passed away. Taz was one of the last surviving dogs who served on 9/11.
If I went someplace, he would find me, or wouldn't let me that far out of his sight. And the rest of his life, just going from one room to the next in my house, he used to follow me.
We'll talk with Taz's handler later in the podcast. First, between the Wall Street Bull statue and the former American Stock Exchange, sits the nerve center of the NYPD Lower Manhattan Security Initiative. LMSI, as it is abbreviated, is one of the NYPD's programs aimed at preventing another terrorist attack in New York City. In early October, the city received $24 million in Homeland Security funding toward the build-out of this important initiative. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joined Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly to announce the development.
We are, for example, only blocks away from the World Trade Center site that has been attacked twice by terrorists. In 2006, we announced the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative. We opened this state-of-the-art counterterrorism coordination center last October, and there are now hundreds of closed-circuit security cameras trained on Lower Manhattan.
We pay very close attention to sites that are more likely to be attacked, and the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative is a manifestation of just that. But we don't do it alone. We do it with our private sector partners, some of whom are here today, representatives of Goldman Sachs, the Federal Reserve Bank, and others are present with us. We're concerned as well about another area where there are major infrastructure and, of course, large crowds of people, and that is in Midtown Manhattan area. We've had two plots against the Midtown Manhattan, the Herald Square bombing case in 2004, and the Citicorp building. So this grant will enable us to begin to migrate the benefits of the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative north.
Beginning next year, elements of the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative, including CCTV camera feeds and the installation of license plate readers, will be applied in Midtown Manhattan, covering approximately 30 blocks from the Hudson to the East River. Representatives of companies with Midtown assets will join their counterparts in the Lower Manhattan Security Coordination Center. The city is committed to this comprehensive program, components of which will also aid police in solving other crimes in addition to combating terrorism.
And we will spend as much as necessary in either federal or city funds to complete this project and protect New York.
The Lower Manhattan and Midtown Manhattan security initiatives are anticipated to be fully operational in 2011. Now to our next story. When Phil Pulaski joined the New York City Police Department in 1980, its legendary detective bureau already had been solving crimes for nearly a century. But Chief Pulaski would come to oversee programs that advanced investigators, technologically speaking, into the next millennium.
It's up to us to get them the best forensics, the best video, and the best computer databases so that our experts can do what they need to do and provide them with the training to ensure that they use these tools to the optimum.
Commissioner Kelly appointed Phil T. Pulaski, Chief of Detectives, to succeed former Chief George Brown, who retired after a 40-year career.
Phil Pulaski brings to the Detective Bureau a level of experience, a level of dedication, and enthusiasm that in itself is in its own class. He is an innovative thinker, a strategist, and implementer.
Chief Pulaski most recently served as Deputy Commissioner of Operations, among a host of other prior leadership positions.
He's also been responsible for the Forensic Investigations Division that is comprised of the Bomb Squad, the Police Laboratory, Crime Scene Unit, DNA Liaison Unit, and Latent Print Section. Was designated the commanding officer of the NYPD element of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the commanding officer of the Intelligence Division, the Counterterrorism Bureau, Detective Borough Manhattan, Detective Borough Bronx, the Special Investigations Division, the Forensics Investigation Division, and the Arson and Explosion Squad. He's also served as a managing attorney in the Legal Bureau, acting director of the Police Laboratory, and Internal Affairs Bureau group captain and coordinator of the NYPD's Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, Hazardous Materials Investigative Programs.
All of this equips him with exceptional experience to direct and serve as top New York gumshoe. Congratulations, Chief Pulaski. The NYPD Gang Division investigates street gangs and related crimes. Its members take guns from criminals, execute search warrants, and track gang members to stop and help prosecute gang violence. Police Officer Donnell Myers is part of the Queens Gang Squad.
This is our office gun board. These are all the guns that Queens Gang has recovered in 2009. The areas we work in, we mainly deal with Bloods and Crip gang members, but there's also Latin Kings, you know, we have Dominican gangs, but we mostly deal with Bloods and Crips.
You can see more of Officer Myers' work and meet other NYPD Gang Division investigators on the next video edition of Inside the NYPD. Police Officer Scott Ryan joined the NYPD Special Operations Canine Unit in 2000 when he was matched with a unique partner.
I had come into work that day knowing that they had gotten some dogs for handlers, and basically walked in and they told me, like, you know, go to kennel number 6, that's your dog. Walked out there and there he was. I was like, okay, you and me, buddy.
The two would go on to work together on numerous investigations and rescues, not the least of which was responding to the 9/11 attacks.
I came into work and our lieutenant had broken some of the groups to relieve some of the people that had been there all day. We were mainly there for search and recovery.
Taz was one of the last surviving dogs to have participated in the efforts at the World Trade Center. He passed away in September, 1 month shy of his 10th birthday. Officer Ryan remembers Taz's service and contribution to his own life.
Well, obviously, the joy of having him and the joy of the companionship and, you know, having him as a partner, although it sounds corny, the faithful devotion that we both gave each other is, you know, you can't match it with anything else. All these dogs are yours.
May Taz and all of the fallen four-legged finest rest in peace. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job of the future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. Visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com or call 212-RECRUIT for more information. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. I'm Jesse Peterborough.